All right, it's halftime at the Escanaba Athletic Field, and it's the Braves and the Eskimos, and Cam Kelly is our player spotlight interview today. And, well, how you doing, Cam?
I'm doing good, Jack. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. You know, a long drive to get here, so you better put on a good show for me tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to do my best, so we'll see how it goes. So,
well, let me ask you, when you think about last week's game with Menominee, do you think of the awful first quarter with the fumbles and the poor kicks, or do you think of the fourth quarter where you and your receivers had everything rolling?
I think of the fourth. Well, I think of both, actually, but I think of the fourth quarter a little bit more. It just gave me so much more confidence after the game, knowing that that's what me and my team can do. So I have a lot of confidence going into this game.
Yeah. How did you, you know, I saw an exchange with your coach. You know, he was not happy when you fumbled twice, and, you know, he's basically saying, hold on to the damn ball, right?
Yeah, Coach Hansen gave me some tough love there, but I'm glad he did, and it worked, so I'm glad he said that.
What did you do mentally to kind of forget it? It's tough to fumble once, but when you fumble twice, yeah. you punt a ball, almost hit the coach in the head on the sideline. How do you bounce back from that mentally, man?
I don't know. I think after the first quarter, I was just like, well, that's the worst it could possibly get. So, so I mean, it was only up from there. So I guess that was my mindset for the rest of the game.
And the fourth quarter, you know, that with the crowd going the way it was and you guys, everything was going right. For football, I imagine that's probably the best feeling you've ever had.
Yeah, it was nuts. I mean, the student section was going, the crowd was going, our sideline was going. I mean, everything was it felt electric. So, yeah, it was really cool.
So how did you channel that into this week? Because, I mean, you don't need any emotional speeches, I guess, to play Escanaba, but that confidence from last week, does that carry over?
Yes, for sure. I mean, we're playing Escanaba. That's about as good as it gets. Stands are going to be full. I mean, both teams want to win bad. So, I'm pretty confident going into the game.
Talk a little about, for you going forward, you know, obviously everyone knows baseball is your top sport. But so you have to keep doing baseball things even though you're the main guy on football. So how do you kind of juggle that?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to manage time differently. I mean, I'm driving down to UW-Whitewater tonight after the game to go on a visit tomorrow. So, I mean, it's a little jumbled together right now. I'm gone almost every weekend visiting different places and going to certain camps, but I'm doing the best I can with it. So,
are you going to skills camps? Are you just doing campus visits, orientations kind of thing? What are you doing?
Mostly just campus visits. I went to an actual, like, skills camp last week down at MSU, so that was a good experience. But right now it's just campus visits. So,
well, I guess I'll ask you to tell everybody ahead of time. Do you have an idea of where you might be going or where you want to go?
Yeah, I have two pretty good options right now. It's going to be a tough decision, you know. You're spending the next 4 years of your life there. So I'm sitting back and thinking about it a lot right now. And I'll make a decision within the next couple weeks. So,
well, whoever offers you a car would be my if you get offered a really good car.
Yeah, probably. I don't know if that's quite legal, but
no, NCAA, I'm only kidding, okay?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but that'd be cool. Yeah, so we'll
see. So academically, what are you planning on doing?
It depends what the school has. Probably I'm looking at business, also like sports science or kinesiology or something like that. Maybe even dental school. I don't know. So we'll see.
All right. Well, I guess I'll let you give your shout-outs to anyone you think may be listening, man.
I'll give my shout-outs to my mom and my dad, my grandparents, and I'll give a shout-out to you, Jack. You're always here covering us, and we all really appreciate it. So thank you. I'll give you a shout-out.
Well, you wouldn't have said that after the first quarter last week. I'm glad you didn't hear what I had to say.
Yeah, probably not, but good thing I didn't hear it. So
it all was good in the end. Cam, it's great having you on the team, and let's go out there and have some fun tonight, all right?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Jack.
Okay, Cam Kelly, everybody, in our halftime show from here at the Escanaba Athletic Field. We have more coming up after these words here on Gladstone Braves football Friday night from Escanaba.